I am trying to get into the Creators Reward program on TikTok, and I need 10,000 followers to do so. And I've gained like 1,000 followers in like a week, or I mean, 100 followers in a week, which isn't horrible. And I really appreciate your guys' help, but I'm trying to get into the program to help my boyfriend pay off his car, because nonstop we've had problems with it for like the 2 years that he's had it. And we've been really stressed out for the last few months because our landlady got fired because she was embezzling a whole bunch of our rent, not even just ours, like a lot of people's, for the last like 4 months. So one day, my boyfriend works night shifts, so he sleeps during like the afternoon. He texted me one day and was like, this person isn't our landlord anymore. And I was like, oh, what the heck, why? He was like, I don't know, I just fucking woke up to our dog charging at someone, the door slamming, and then someone knocking on the door. So he's like, I went to go check it, and there's this guy at the door. He was like, I'm so sorry, I thought like this apartment was vacant, I don't have it as anyone living here. He was like, no, we've been living here since May. And he was like, okay, can I get your name and your email address and phone number? And he was like, I'd rather you go through my like landlord for that. He was like, yeah, she was fired. He was like, what the fuck? So he like asked them, they were like, she was embezzling money, she hasn't been filing anything for 4 months, so we don't know what apartments are vacant or like being lived in. So he was like, so obviously my boyfriend, he was like, yeah, of course, like here's my phone number, name, email address, like all of that. We were so worried that we had to go to court to like, we thought that they were gonna try to get all of that rent back from us. Mind you, we pay $1,200 a month, so like we can't afford that, like all of those months rent, we can't afford that. And then I was like, if they do take us to court, like what are we supposed to do? Because now I have to pay for court, an attorney, and like possibly pay all of that rent back, like fuck no. So we were super stressed out about that. We ended up like just talking to him like, hey, like we don't want to be evicted and or be taken to court for all this rent. He was like, no, we are not. He was really, really nice. He was like, we are not evicting you. This is not your fault. And you do not have to pay any of that rent back. We are taking her to court, which also like, I also thought it was like, it would make more sense for them to take her to court. Like they're the ones that hired her, not us. Like I just live here, dude. Like I'm just trying to live. But he was like, yeah, we are not taking you to court. Like we are not making you pay any of that rent back. We're just going to have you sign a new lease. I was like, perfect, I can work with that. Luckily, we had like proof that we lived here. So my boyfriend showed him, he was like, here's like my receipt of my deposit, here's my ESA letter, like, and then we had our lease agreement. So like we had stuff, or part of our lease agreement, she didn't print it all out. So it's just been a big, huge mess for the last few months. And luckily, our apartment is good. We're locked in until June. My brother's going to be moving in with us in January. So, it was a big mess. So, if you have stayed this long, please follow. I will try to follow everyone back. And if you want me to watch your 1-minute videos, just let me know. Comment that, and I am happy to do so. Have a good night.